that it's ready to go in a format that we can apply for some federal funding when it does come out. It's going to be a year or more before that federal funding comes down. It's going to be very competitive
for us. Also, on this transload facility suggests a very good place for that. But in addition to that, if you go down to Layton's on the south curves on BB Highway, where it goes back over towards Mincy that way, you can go straight right there, and it isn't very far, and you're down to the airport. There's a 1.5 mile gap in there, and you're down to Branson Creek.
And you got flatter land, probably.
Well, so if you were going to transload material, and you couldn't be right at the airport, you could within about a 3 mile drive, you could be to the airport rubber tired wise. And the other thing is, it gives you a little better option to go to the airport if you didn't want to go down and do the scenic view through all the other stuff. So there's
now, quick access to 65 is important for that transload facility, because obviously if it proves itself, then you're going to have a lot of trucks coming in there, and they need to have easy access on and off of 65.
Travis, on the transload facility, it's kind of an apples and oranges thing, and into the rest of the projects, I'm not real sure how you're going to read it.
That's the thing. It's going to be in what we're playing right now. It's just a category all by itself.
Okay, all right.
So, I mean, we'll put some numbers to it, but it's not really going to be a ranking. It's going to be...
I wonder how you could possibly do that. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I've thought about that one quite a bit. And, you know, I've even wondered if it's an alternative category that, you know, like you've gone to the project, even though that's a private project, if stuff like that could somehow be tied into these, or if this is the only project that's ever going to be in that category. You know, I agree with you. I think it needs to be on the list, but I don't really know how it's ever going to get a ranking, so to speak.
Its own category. So you can put it on there as its own category, then next week we can complain it.
Well, the main category, it's an economic impact.
Yeah.
It weighs everything else, and so that's going to be the big factor that you weigh heavily on the economic side. But there are some safety issues related to it, but that'd be the minority. So it's just all those same parameters, I would suggest, need to be evaluated with every project we take on, including the transload. Because they
don't have a lot of the same categories, it just won't have hard numbers to it. You know,
right.
You don't have the number of crashes or daily traffic. You don't have the economic.
A lot of these projects, we're guessing it, or, you know, weighing educated input to
most of these are existing. Actually, the east-west road, if anything, it's different than all the rest, too, because it's kind of a projection. All these others are improvements to what you already have. So even that one's kind of, you know, we can take
projections,
grant application, and kind of go with, we have some numbers to work off of, but they're guesses. So the transload, you know, I thought about trying to do an alternative category where, like the gondola project or trolley cars, but they're all kind of Branson-specific. Or if you want to do something with rail, you know, maybe that fits in this category. But all those they're not going to be hard numbers like the rest of this list. It's all going to be our opinion.
We'll always use your engineering caveats, and that's what we go with.
Yeah.
You have them all asterisked down there, what the caveats are.
The multimodal business, because the airport could someday be on the transportation matrix for something. And it wouldn't have to be Branson Regional. It could be the downtown, the Taney County Airport could be on here for improvements. I think eventually on workforce development, transportation is going to mean improved bus stops in Taneyville and in different places in East County so that people can catch a ride to work. That will come someday because it's just part of what the future is, and that will need to come out of transportation money probably. Taneyville's not going to be able to do a workforce parking lot and pick up rideshare thing out of their money, so we're going to have to probably do some of that. We're just not thinking along those lines right now. We've just had enough issues on just road and bridge that we aren't thinking about some of this that goes into whatever category we choose there. But there's plenty of other projects there.
And when you talk multimodal, you can kind of get into like your sidewalk project on BB, stuff like that that's not driving roads, but it's other transportation And but most of those get city specific.
Yeah. The thing about all of those are they have a different pot of money. This transload facility, we might even be able to get money out of ports. And there's money in ports. We just don't think in those terms.
Well, that's your biggest problem with the East-West Road is all those Tiger grants, most of them didn't go to building a new road. It was ports or some road that had a streetcar down the middle. You know, it was all these other alternative transportation modes.
Rick, are you at least in a big way conversant with what the report requirements are or what might be to declare, like the airport out there, as a port facility? Have you broached this subject with the manager out there at the airport either also?
They're fine with the foreign trade zone. The foreign trade zone is a 26-county area centered out of the Springfield Airport. And so the Springfield Airport isn't likely to do a great bunch of good deeds for our airport. They just don't see it that way. So,
right.
But they have what they call magnet sites. And there's one other thing. And part of being a port is you have to meet some of those kinds of things to get that done. And we went a long ways down the road on getting that done at one particular point in time. And then it takes manpower. It just takes administration, it takes follow-up, it takes people assigned to the project to stick with it. Because eventually, we just run out of time and energy and people. And, of course, those are all projects that are in addition to whatever each of us do for a regular living. Now, the easy answer to that is to pay Travis to do it. But the problem there is, if we don't have enough money to pay Travis, we're certainly not going to have enough money to do all the rest of this stuff. And Travis likes the job, but it's not that much fun if you don't pay
him. Right.
So you'll be enough of...
We have a lot on our plate and a lot of potential, but 5 years ago, this was only a dream. And now we have this, and it's functioning, and it's working, and projects are coming off the bottom of it, being completed. I mean, that's a huge step forward. And eventually we'll get here.
What kind of payback would there be to the airport to be declared for? Was there something in reality that you could actually... figure the revenue stream or the...
Actually, there's a cost. And so there would actually be a cost.
Initially.
Well, I think it has to be recertified annually or every 2 years. And I think they said it's about $170,000 to have that designation because of you have to have inspections and all of this stuff. Our airport's uniquely suited to handle freight because it isn't encumbered by some of the other rules that FAA public funded airports are. So it could do good things. But again, we needed to do basic airport things at some point, and then we need to get, and part of this other business about being a port would be a transload facility. So it all ties together.
Of course, the airport's struggling as it is now, but how beneficial would this be to them? And is it something that needs to be worked in parallel with their continued efforts to get back flying again, east and west and north and south?
But we would have to identify customers, so that would be the next step on that.
We were supposed to come up with any other road projects on here. I can't think of any for me to add. Any more for Travis to analyze?
Devin, the one you and I talked about is already on here.
Yeah,
it's 34, and that was that area that floods on J Highway.
Travis, I guess if we can't think of anything else to add, you just analyze those two and maybe add a new category or multimodal.
Yeah, like I say, we'll add a new category and kind of try to set it up the same way we did with the roads. And my thinking is, like you said, 5 years from now, as you kind of get into more of this type of stuff, you may want to rethink how you prioritize those or something. But for now, we'll just kind of keep it in the same format.
Makes sense.
The F Highway at US 160, that intersection, because I don't travel it every day, I don't see it in the top of mind. We have it listed as completed, but I don't think it's completed to anybody's satisfaction, is it?
It works somewhat. I don't like the way they're routing them if you want to continue north on 160 or west. I wish they had had a little more for trucks going that way rather than, they're all right as far as the F Highway connecting off.
That was the only part. If you tried to, trucks.
You got to get over in that other lane to get around that little island of curb they put in there just to square up 160 there with F Highway. And that, to me, I think they need to improve that part.
Where's the place where they roll the snow plows and the school buses?
That's out here at the Rockaway turnoff. That one needs some.
Okay, whichever one that is, we need to do what it takes to get that straightened out. And I don't even want to hear the MoDOT excuses.
It's going to require a little bit of right-of-way, but they can do some other. They can curb part of that. We can come up with a little bit of room within the existing right-of-way utilities.
We need to come up with a right-of-way and donate to MoDOT and say, okay, that's off the table. So don't talk to us about right-of-way anymore. That's what we need to do. And that, we know somebody's going to get hurt there.
That's actually worse than the other one out there at F Highway.
There was a wreck a week there.
They don't have it anymore. Damaged right now.
Maybe that's not the one I'm thinking of, but I'm thinking of
this. Yeah, the one goes down to Rockaway, yeah.
Okay, that's, that just needs to get straightened out.
Yeah.
And that's within our reach. I mean, that's less than a few thousand bucks, I imagine, for the right of way. I don't know the people there. If it was on my end of the world, I could tell you about this, but I can't. But that needs to get fixed. And I don't think we need to wait for MoDOT. I think we start working on that with our own resources and talk to the county commission. And hopefully that won't be seen as a west, even though it's kind of on the west-ish side of the county, for God's sakes.
Maybe closer to the Middle East.
That's more on the northern.
Yeah. Side. Well, because it is definitely it's a much bigger problem than before they started on it. You know, it was a minor problem before they came in and fixed it, and now it's a big problem. But it's all undeveloped on the downhill side. So I mean, worst case scenario, you know, there's land to be had there for sure.
I don't know.
I wonder if they'd be offended if we just had that survey to find out exactly where the right of way on that low side is. It appears to me just a little bit of fill out there.
Right.
Even if you put a retaining wall, you can gain enough room to.
And the crazy part, they're unloading fill a mile and a half up the road every day. Just dumping it over that 400 foot bank.
Well, I think their plan is to put guardrail, which that's not a bad
idea. That'll help.
That's a good idea up there because they just deposit them in there quite often. So,
and when we do that intersection, which I just really believe we should, we need to fix it good, right? Not just
it needs to have a little super put in there. Yeah. It just leans the wrong way. If you come around there with a truck or something, it just pitches you the wrong way.
So take that dang thing and almost start from scratch, lay it out correctly, and just get it done. Put some storage lanes if we have to, whatever we have to do to get it right. Might not need storage lanes there, I don't know.
Widen out to make sufficient turn lane there. What they tried to create would work if the people coming to Foresight have enough room. That's the big problem.
To get enough room so that everybody has room and so that it feels good. Yeah. I mean, you know, part of
that's the problem. They panic when they see someone in that turn lane and get over to the side.
Yeah. So it just,
well, Gerald and Virginia Cox don't own anything else in Taney County other than the 3 acres that sits there, and they live in Andover, Kansas. So I'd say they've got 3 acres of a straight drop. I would assume that'd be something that could be, you know, a quarter acre. I'm assuming could probably be had from them.
Well, the board wishes I could bring this up to the commission. I'll meet with them Monday in a round table and then work with MoDOT. I'll go out there and see what